What's trending? The latest, Elon Musk has renewed the vow to put jobs in jeopardy for federal workers that did not complete the timeline filled, what did I do last week, email. So, the latest is, the White House is unclear as to whether they need to complete it. Elon Musk said federal workers that his group sent the email to will get another chance. They're going to get another deadline and an opportunity to complete this What You Do Last Week survey. But he offered zero timeline on that. In other words, the original email had a deadline of so many hours. Now he said, okay, we're going to give you another chance, but didn't say exactly when.
Mm.
The question over, should I fill this out if I'm a federal worker, confused about every federal agency where employees got the email, because they said, well, this didn't come from my boss. This came from Elon Musk. So is it phishing? Is it real? This is, we get told all the time, don't open emails from people you don't know. I got this email from someone I don't know. So you see where the confusion comes in. The White House did zero to clarify it yesterday. So as it stands now, we do know that the responses will probably be judged by AI. And it's not, from what I understand of what they've said, the whole point is, it's not so much they're going to check that list to see how accurate it is. They want to see, is there a real person that's getting paid to do a federal job, or are these ghost employees?
Oh, wow.
And that seems to be the real thrust of what this What You Do Last Week bullet point survey is. They feel if someone simply doesn't respond, they probably don't exist. Boom, off the payroll. I believe they think there are ghost employees, no shows, whatever you want to call someone that is getting a check but doesn't actually do any work or exist, technically.
I mean, that's possible.
That's one way.
Yeah, I would say that.
And cover to do something else.
You're right, where just about anything is possible. Because
anything is possible.
Remember, used to be a thing called oversight back in old government, mm-hmm. where people would double check stuff. And that seems to have been eliminated recently, so. Confusing? Sure. Not as confusing as the handshake game yesterday with the leader of France coming in.
Oh, I didn't see it. What happened?
Imagine someone said, hey, you guys are going to be sitting together for a while. Make it as awkward as possible and go. That's exactly what it was. Handshakes that didn't let go. The weirdest, I don't know if they're going for a bro shake or a wrestler grip or a thumb war handshake. There was the weirdest, I'm going with this, you're going with that. Let's not redo. Let's just mash our hands together. That. And then making the leader of France sort of sit on the edge of the desk was also super awkward in the Oval Office. You know when you're helping someone out at work and you're like, let me pull up a chair.
And then he corrected Trump, kind of.
Well, I won't even get into the content. I'm just going
that
by the handshakes.
Go over well.
I go to Chili's one day and I miss all of this. Well. Like I thought I was clear to go to Chili's.
Nope.
And then we voted and they didn't like our vote.
Oh, really? Yes.
Okay. There was,
So we're not making friends right now.
United States did not side with most of the United Nations saying... Okay.
Although we fund most of United Nations.
Well, it had to do with sanctions being placed against Russia because of who started the thing with Ukraine.
Wouldn't it be so funny if one day, like on when is April Fool's Day? We should turn into a political show.
No.
Wouldn't that be so funny? Nah.
Please understand, I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about governmental
diplomacy.
Procedure.
And right. Diplomacy. Whatever it is.
And the most awkward... Yeah. Handshake interaction I've seen in some time. It was,
I think that there's something when two world leaders get together, there's something about who releases the handshake first.
Jan?
And who puts their hand out first. There's like all of these different things. Like
it's like when Michael Scott went over the list of how to win in a negotiation.
Yeah.
And I feel like one of the people in that room had been told, oh yeah, make sure you don't let go of the handshake first.
That's weird.
Neither of them let go. It was
perfect.
Just weird.
Yep.
Weird's probably a political word. It was a curious showing of interaction. I don't know what to call it. NFL looking to ban the tush push. Well, not the NFL, but one of the teams has submitted a proposal. Could you think it'd get rid of the tush push? So I think it's the Packers. They're not saying who. Anyhow. So they An NFL team, who's remained pretty much anonymous, has submitted a proposal to ban what is the tush push or the snow plow or the buffalo bump or whatever you want to call it. Anyhow, it is the Packers that submitted the rule change. And that's according to The Athletic. The play, which you've seen and has worked pretty effectively for the Bills. We do better than most teams. We
except have a against percentage. KC when we got jarred on the spot. Did I say
four that? Times fault, or that three
was,
times.
That was
a ref's
an officiating decision.
Why can't we just go to video officiating? We don't they even did. Need officials out.
Well, they did go to video on that one, and they still...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They said, I don't see what you're saying.
Nothing here, folks. Whatever. Well,
that's not
sorry.
A ball. That's his
Bitter
elbow.
Bills fan. Sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, it's a tan-colored striped elbow. That's not a ball. Anyhow, so there is talk that they may ban the tush push.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. So
why? Because what are you going to do in that play? It turns into
I don't know,
that,
man
no
on man
what.
Beat each other like they yeah, did for 50, that... 60 years ago.
No, I mean, that's...
No. Did you see that one time Josh Allen got punched in the head? No.
I know, but that,
it's
you, know,
pretty,
that
no.
you could throw
no.
a flag on that. Like,
yeah,
unsportsmanlike
they didn't, though. See,
conduct.
That's the point. They didn't.
But the,
they didn't.
The tush push, when you've got like 1 yard to go,
no.
that's what's going to happen.
No, you're
when
putting your
not...
players in harm. No.
But so what do you do when there's 1 yard? Like, just be like, okay, you get
the touchdown? You come up with a play and you execute it.
Throw ball.
But there's not
enough. No, I hate cheap
throw
plays.
Ball
it's a cheap
yard.
Play, and I know we used it.
I mean, you could,
and,
but
and our own head coach wants
time.
To get rid of it. So, I mean, I'm supporting getting rid of the tush push.
They were talking about stuff at the combine's going on. Coach Sean McDermott talked about Josh Allen. This is kind of the first time he gets into the hay. Our dude won the MVP.
Yeah.
It validates everything that he's been doing for years. It validates his leadership this year, the way he's played on the field this season. The way he's matured off the field, on the field, his decision-making and how that's improved. So all these areas that were perceived, call it gaps, Josh has answered those gaps and he's closed those gaps. And when you do that at the level that he did it at on a consistent basis, the result was the MVP. And so to me, as I said during the year, later in the year in particular, he deserved that, every bit of that award.
Sean McDermott. The combines. IHOP looking to set a new Guinness World Record. Their goal here is to serve the most pancakes in 8 hours. They're celebrating National Pancake Day's 20th anniversary. It's called 20K for Pancake Day. It's not happening at our local location. Mm-hmm. It's happening in Santa Monica. On the Santa Monica Pier, it happens this Saturday. For 8 hours, they hope to serve 20,000 pancakes. They're inviting fans across West Coast, Los Angeles to take part in the festivities. So the current record is held by a Canadian group, an outfit, the Calgary Stampede. That's the group that throws the big festival out in Calgary. Nonprofit community organization. Back in 2023, they did 17,000 pancakes in 8 hours. LA's IHOP looking to break that with 20,000 in 8 hours. It happens on Saturday. Good luck. Enjoy a great pancake. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 626.